USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending the 40 executive orders signed by President Biden in the past 8 days.
Part of unifying the country is addressing the problems that the American people are facing and working to reach out to Democrats and Republicans to do exactly that.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that the president vowed to immediately address the pain and suffering of the American people. COVID coordinator Max Rose says the Pentagon's pandemic response so far has been largely to deploy medical military personnel.
Today, there are over 20,000 National Guardsmen deployed providing COVID support, including at over 260 vaccine sites in 36 states and territories.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 300 points to finish at 30,603. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
New York State's Attorney General is releasing new information regarding nursing home deaths in the state.
The New York State Attorney General announced Thursday New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration is undercounting coronavirus-related deaths in nursing homes by as much as 50%. The Democrat governor says they should not include the number of ill nursing home patients that later died after being transported to the hospital.
If you died in a nursing home, it's called a nursing home death. If you die in a hospital, it's called a hospital death. It doesn't say where were you before.
It was Cuomo's mandate that sent infected people into nursing homes in the early stages of the pandemic, killing well over 8,000 people, perhaps 13,000 deaths. We won't know the actual numbers until the report gets published, currently being reviewed by officials for applicable exemptions, legal privileges, and responsiveness. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans are slamming White House climate czar John Kerry as out of touch for his comments on job losses as a result of President Biden's $2 trillion energy plan. Speaking to reporters at the White House, Kerry insisted that energy workers had been fed a false narrative about what environmental policy will do to their livelihoods. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz, one of those not happy with Kerry.
John Kerry, in that same news conference you put up, he said, well, they need to learn to make better choices. What an arrogant, out-of-touch statement for a centimillionaire to say, you know, you little people, you know, I don't like the choices you're making, and so your jobs go away. As John Kerry said right there, quel surprise that the Democratic elites have decided that blue-collar workers, that union members, that men and women with calluses on their hands, they've made the wrong choices, in John Kerry's words. Well, that is not a unifying message. It's not doing the job we should be doing, fighting for working men and women in this country.
The video sharing website YouTube announced it will extend its ban on former President Donald Trump. On January 19th, YouTube suspended Trump for 1 week, but this suspension is now indefinite. Trump had 2.79 million subscribers on his YouTube channel before his suspension. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.